This is CliffCentral.com.
So Andrew Sutton is here, as well as Brad. We've met once or twice before from Gangs of Ballet. How are you, Brad?
How are we?
Good, man. Have a seat. Yeah. See her. Do you mind? Let our guests sit down.
I mean, too good.
Brad Kleinsmith from Gangs of Ballet. Andrew, it's nice to meet you, man. I've heard good things.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Nice to meet you, too.
Cool. How old are you?
I'm 16 this year.
Get out of here. How long have you been singing for?
I think I've been singing my whole life, but I'm excited to start taking it seriously now. Yeah.
Brad has signed you, right?
Yes.
So he's going to look after your career.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, man. You're lucky to have someone with some experience.
I am so lucky. Because
if you were on your own trying to do this, or worse, if you had like a family member running your career, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, no, exactly.
True story.
Yeah.
True story.
So, how did you two meet?
So I had a high school show, and Brad came to support, and I think he saw my passion for music, and he asked if we could meet after, and then we had a coffee, and a couple of weeks later he told me he wrote a song, and it's just been super, super, super exciting.
What did you see?
It was my old high school.
Okay.
When I was in grade 8, I embarrassingly so, I was dancing around and I mean, it's cringy. But I went and they've actually modernized it a little bit and he was doing proper covers. We were doing like these old weird like jazz covers. It was just horrendous. But he went and they were doing like these really like relevant like, you know, pop tunes and stuff. And he was just like head and shoulders above the rest. You know, it's that, you know, the vibe. I mean, you probably would have seen it through Idol things that you get the people that are super comfortable. There's a strange, like, resolute comfort that sits in when they perform.
You mean with backtracks, for example, or just people who get up on stage and they just go,
they just get in, like, they know they're meant to be there. Mm. That kind of, like, sense, like, an internal sense. And I think Andrew is that kind of thing. He has just, like, I mean, if you can see him, you obviously can't see him right now, but he's a handsome little kid. And he's just got, like, when he gets on the stage, it just really, really comes alive. He's got that cliched X Factor. Resolute, like he knows he's meant to do
it's
it.
It's like an energy thing, right?
Yeah, totally, totally.
So how did you, I mean, you started when you were 6.
Yeah. So I did another school little, preschool show, and the teacher didn't know what to do, like for one part of the thing, and I was like, I'll sing. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, okay, cool. And so, and then I got up there and I sang and I just loved it. And then I remember telling my parents, like, I want to do this again. And so we, I think just from school shows and stuff. And then I entered a competition, and that opened lots of doors for me. And I've just loved it from then.
Well, my buddy's suspicious. She wants to hear if you can sing. She's very hard to please. She doesn't care about how. That you're 16. She doesn't think that's cute. She thinks that's irritating.
I did see you getting down to the Justin Bieber song outside the studio, though.
Yeah, like,
you were getting down to it. So I think you're legit.
Yeah. All right, but are we gonna hear this voice?
Yeah,
live. Go, grab your guitar there, Brad. Let's mess around.
I'm gonna jam for him. Is that right?
Yeah, no problem, no pressure. I like that you stand up when you do this. You can't sit down and sing, right?
Yeah, you gotta impress.
Right, that's right. Good for you. All right, so Andrew Sutton and we've got Brad Kleinsmith on the guitar here. We'll talk about Gangs Ballet in a moment or two, but whatever you guys want to do, whatever song you've got, I don't mind. Anything. You don't have to prepare anything, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's just hear. I just want to hear his voice.
Happy birthday. No.
Yeah. Happy birthday's a classic.
Happy birthday's a classic. Right, here we go. We'll do a new track that he's busy working on now.
All right.
Let's on My Wrist.
Cool. Yeah. Let's go.
Rhythm of the floor when I open my door and I'm leaving. Moving through the beat where my feet hit the street, I can feel it. Carrying your letter, heart is feeling better, I'm breathing. I know I'm on my own, but wherever I go, we're together. Cause you and I are like, oh, oh, oh. Oh. Oh, oh, yeah, you and I are like, oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 you and I are like, I'll wear your letter on my wrist. Know that I'm thinking about you, I'll wear your letter on my wrist. I can't go anywhere without you, I'll wear your letter on my wrist.
Know that I'm thinking about you. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. I can't go anywhere without you. Looking through my mind for your beautiful face, I can see it. Help me on my way through a terrible day, cause you need me. I know it's just a letter, but your letter makes me miss you. It makes me wanna see you, it makes me wanna hold you. No, I'm on my own, but everyone knows we're together. Cause you and I are like, oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, you and I are like, oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, you and I are like, I'll wear your letter on my wrist. Know that I'm thinking about you. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. I can't go anywhere without you. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. Know that I'm thinking about you. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. I can't go anywhere without you. Oh, whoa. We're living it up now in different places. Oh, whoa. A letter is good, but I prefer your face. I got a part of you. Do you want a part of me? Cause you and I like, I got a part of you. Do you want a part of me? Cause you and I like, oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, you and I like, oh. Oh, 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 yeah, you and I like. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. Know that I'm thinking about you. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. I can't go anywhere without you. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. Know that I'm thinking about you. I'll wear your letter on my wrist. I can't go anywhere without you. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. All right. I mean, Mabali was the first to clap there. She really is the toughest.
Thank you. Well, listen, you are going to be a big hit with all the girls.
Thank you.
And the ladies.
Yeah, be careful of their moms. There's a lot of dangerous mothers out there. All right, so I can see what you saw then when you saw him on the stage. I mean, like, the guy's just like natural. He's got the ear for it. You see, he loves music. You can tell that. It's pretty impressive. And I know what you're doing. You've got an insurance policy here because you are not a spring chicken yourself anymore,
no,
Brad.
No,
you're not 12 years old.
No,
you know, don't buy any green bananas.
No. So plan ahead.
No, so if you is this a thing you're doing now, managing other people's careers, or is it just Andrew?
I think like it's like a combo of planning ahead for future, and you know, I think being in industry is so frustrating to see so many. Really talented people not get a chance, and the defining factor doesn't mean, like you said earlier, is management.
Right.
It's not even a label.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
It's not even a label.
The difference between someone who's good and someone who's great is who's managing them.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
So just listen to him. Don't do anything stupid for at least the next 5 years. All right.
Yeah.
Listen to him. If he says, please don't, you know, date that 48-year-old. Listen to the guy.
No, yeah, I'm very, very lucky to have Brad in my corner.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So have you listened to Gangs of Ballet? What do you think of them?
I told Brad the other day that before we even met, I had their top hits album sorted. So if he wants that, then I can just give it to him quickly. I love Gangs of Ballet. So just to meet Brad was like, what? And then now he's like my manager. And
were you surprised because you were just at school, right?
Yeah.
And you still are at school.
Yeah.
What do they think of you doing all of this while you're at school?
What, my schoolmates?
Yeah.
They are so supportive. I really couldn't have asked for better mates. They've just been backing me all the way. And I think they know that this is what I want to do, and they've just been so supportive. I'm really, really lucky.
What's been the best part of a singing career for you so far? Like going on stage with these well-known people?
So I hadn't even launched the single yet, and Brad was on a lineup at a gig, and it was him and Matthew Mole as the final two acts.
Yeah.
And Brad managed to do some like wangling, and he managed to get me between Gangs of Ballet and Matthew Mole.
Wow.
And so I was
cheeky.
Yeah. Brad, so Matthew Mole had just brought everyone in, and everyone was in such a good mood. And they're like, oh, yes, Knots Gang's are better. And then I walk on stage, and there was a bit of confusion. And then I sang some covers that they knew. And then I sang One More Chance, and everyone was just loving it. And it was just such a cool moment where everyone was just dancing. And the song hadn't even been launched yet. And they were like,
that's cool, because first of all, that means it's a good song. But, yeah. I mean, they don't know it. Yeah. So for them to like a song that's brand new.
Yeah, they were singing it back to me in the end and stuff. It was really such a cool... I don't think I'll ever forget that. I was just smiling. And I walked off stage and I gave Brad a high five, and then he went on stage and just finished everything off. So it was a very, very cool day for me.
Sounds pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Now, what have your parents had to say about this whole music thing? Were they a little bit nervous about it, or are they saying, you know what, just do whatever you want?
Yeah, so I think it's super important to have your parents backing you, because if they're not backing you, then it's tough. So ever since I was six, they've just been behind me the whole way. I think my dad's living his dream through me.
Well, hopefully he doesn't make the mistake Bieber's dad did. Yeah. Remember, Bieber's dad disappeared and then came back once he was successful. He was like, give me some money. And Justin's go to hell, you old bastard.
No, my dad's been there from day one. My whole family has just been awesome. And so I'm very, very privileged.
Where in Durban are you from?
So I live in Manichkam, which is quite close to Northwood, yeah. Which is my high school.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
All right, man. What were you doing? Were you hanging around in Gateway, going to movies and shit?
Yeah. With all the friends and stuff. Yeah.
So are people recognizing you? Are people starting to get the hang of this? Because, I mean, Durban's not huge. Everybody knows everybody.
So when we were launching the song, 3 days before, I started a WhatsApp group with 90% of my contacts. Mm-hmm. And I just said to them, please, can you guys just help me out here and just boost the song? Yeah. And for about 3 days, my scrolling through my Instagram was just the song and the screenshot of the song and everyone enjoying it and stuff, and all over people's story. And so in Durban specifically, everyone's just been backing me so, so much. And so I don't go to Gateway and people recognize me, but there will be that occasional person who's kind of seen the thing. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, being seen on social media is almost more important.
Yeah, I think it's super important in today's industry. I think everyone's on social media and stuff. And so Brad and I have really tried to push that as much as we can.
We've already had one girl's already done an oral on him.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Get ready for more of that.
Yeah, it was very cool.
You mean she did a presentation on him and his music?
Yes.
Right.
See how it's important.
And then
important to
think about what you say before you say it.
The best part is her mom contacted me and asked if I could come and surprise the school. Uh-huh. And so I went into their classroom where they did the oral.
Yeah.
And I got to sing the one more chance for them. The presentation,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, sure.
And everyone, and it was just such a cool vibe of 20 kids, and they're all just dancing and enjoying the song.
That's fantastic.
It was a really, really cool vibe.
Right,
I'd love to do that again.
He sounds like he's got his head screwed on right. So you've at least got, two thirds of the way here. You're not dealing with some genius, but he's also an idiot. Sometimes you get talented people who are very difficult to manage. Yeah. What is your strategy for getting this guy's career off the ground, bro?
We're trying to work it as we go along, because I mean, like you said, I'm not the. I've actually been studying Instagram and his kind of age group.
Mm.
I've got access to his Instagram feed to see what his friends are writing about and engaging with, and I've been asking a lot of his age group what they actually, how they consume music, and there's no real answer. They burn music at a rate, one, and they can't tell you exactly where they're getting it from. There's a couple of hot lists here or there and bits and pieces, but it's generally this communal kind of thing. So
yeah, people sort of, it's almost by word of mouth.
Yeah. And I think we kind of tap
if
into
someone
that,
says a song is cool, then it starts to gather traction.
Yeah.
Do they suffer from a bit of attention deficit disorder in the sense that they get over a song rather quickly as well and move on to the next one?
Within days. I haven't just asked one person. I've asked many young people in his kind of age group. One, they burn through, and within a day, that thing is gone. And two, if you say who sings it, they go, and they'll go look on their phone to see who's actually, so the actual artist loyalty doesn't exist.
Yeah. No.
It's just the sound.
What happens with me, and I appreciate music, but I do find myself just
oh, I love this song in the morning, and I just listen to it like
over and over again,
and then by the end, I'm just like, if I ever hear that song again, I'm gonna cry. Like it's just, you just
that's what I always thought. That's what I always thought radio should have done. Yeah. You know, there was a stage where a certain song was hot. Play it until people their ears bleed, and then stop playing it and move on to the next one.
No, exactly.
But they always had their clever ideas about playlists. Yeah, you remember?
Exactly. Yeah.
How hard was it to submit music to radio stations? It was that some douchebag who was trying to control what you were listening to.
Yeah,
yeah.
And these days, you can get anything you want on the internet, right? Yeah, so you don't have to listen to what's on television or radio or anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, I think it's starting to. We're in a new era on many, many levels, from blockchain to streaming to everything. We are moving into a brand new era of existence.
How about 30-second songs? I mean, if people are burning through it quickly, let's make it shorter and play it more.
30-second songs. That's actually interesting.
Yeah, try and do that. Try and write a 30-second song.
The ultimate hook. Yeah. We'll call the song the ultimate hook.
The verse is like 10 seconds straight in there. Then you go straight to the first chorus.
And then every
bridge,
artist in the world.
Big chorus,
over.
End.
Yeah.
Done.
30 seconds. Yeah. Don't
try and do it.
What about a minute, maybe? I feel like 30 seconds is too short.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see what you could do.
It's going to need a voiceover.
I'd give it a go. I mean, why not? How many songs have you recorded so far?
We're actually going to Potch. So a guy who's mixing the tracks, his name's Earvolt. He's from the band Monarch.
Yeah, I love Monarch. They're awesome.
Very, very, very privileged to have him helping us out with the songs. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be helping us. And
he lives in Potch?
Yeah, he lives in Potch.
God, why would you want to live there? Will you ask him that for me, please?
Yeah, I will.
Just say to him, I want to know why he wants to live in Potch.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah.
So we're going to record two more songs this weekend, which I'm very, very, very excited about.
So far you've got one more chance,
right? Yeah, so that's the single.
Okay. Right.
And so we're working on the EP now. And so the next song we're recording Lead on Marist, which we did for you earlier, and we're doing one more song, which I'm very, very, very excited about as well.
All right, dude. So we're going to do some performances soon.
Yep.
Are we doing a tour? Are we going to get out there, and where can people see you?
Yeah, so I think it's we're gathering kind of momentum now. Andrew's already locked down a significant product endorsement, which will have like a national campaign. So we kind of...
That helps because that gives you some money to be able to fund it, right?
That's exactly right. You know this business, sir.
Listen, what I know about the music business is that everybody's like digging around for one or two rand here, one or two rand. Because it's hard. Yeah. You realize like the music industry is not going to make you rich immediately.
Yeah.
No, it's that initial capital injection is just like huge.
Right. Yeah.
So we're pushing into, we kind of launch with that and then get the EP done. And then over December, we'll get some shows going and really have a massive EP kind of launch and push beginning of next year. We don't want to compete with the internationals
Christmas
over December.
Yeah.
You're going to be compared with, whether you like it or not, with Justin Bieber, because he kind of set that mode. He was, you know, he was discovered and then he was on the internet and then before you knew it, he was the sensation. And then he also started acting out and behaving like an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't get tattoos too soon.
Yeah.
You don't have any?
I've heard that so many times.
No tattoos in a hurry.
That's where it starts.
Right. Try to stick around with, high school for a while. Don't drop out of that.
I've got some very, very, very cool people in my corner. So hopefully they can help me out with that.
Don't throw eggs at your neighbor's house.
Yeah, that's also a good one. I need to start writing these down.
Yeah. Just try, go through his career and pick out all the stupid stuff he's done and make sure you don't.
Make a list.
Yeah.
To do's and to don'ts.
Very, very good. Okay, let's play your song. Thanks for coming to visit us this morning. I hope next time we see you, you'll probably be an international star.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
All right. Ben, you don't have any questions. You don't...
Not at the stage, Gareth, no.
Ben doesn't... He doesn't know anything about music.
He's old.
He's just recently...
Just like Gareth's jokes.
He's got a concussion, so...
Oh, word.
Yeah. You see that big head of his? If you compare his head to yours, he should be a giant. Head-on-head comparison. Don't you think his head is extremely big for his body?
I'll leave this one to Brad.
Smart move.
How's Gangs of Ballet, man?
Yeah, we're good, eh? We're doing different things, man. It's been Josh, our drummer, has done us a solo album, which is amazing. It's coming out soon.
All right.
I've been doing these kinds of things. We're still doing the Gangs thing, and we're recording now in November again, and gonna have new tracks out. And
You're not upset with Josh going off and doing his stupid solo album? I mean,
no. I know, man. Do you know, it would be a crime if the Oak didn't. Eh? He's so talented, dude. He's so talented. So yeah, he's killing it. Johnny's like a qualified designer, and he's like working on an international brand now. So like, there's a lot of like creativity kind of buzzing around the camp at the moment, and well, we're just trying to fit it all.
Meanwhile, you're discovering the talent for the next generation.
Yeah, that's the next one.
Good man.
And yeah. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Brad. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having us on.
And very nice to meet you, Andrew.
Yes, you too.
All the best. Let's play your song, which is called One More Chance. And we'll hopefully catch up with Andrew again when he's a massive superstar soon. Hey, you'll remember this.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Who else has said you can come in and talk to them and had interviews? Are there a lot of them?
Radio interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been on a couple of stations.
Who else has spoken to you? Who else has been nice to you?
Nice to us.
Yeah.
We've been some of the campus stuff yesterday.
Right.
And Jacaranda. All right. 947.
Good.
Which has been good to us.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's been really, really friendly so far.
Just wake up and take note.
Yeah. You kind of forget what it's like to start a career from scratch.
It's hard, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you got to just kind of take and when someone shows you kindness, you take it.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That's all I can say. Sure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
This is CliffCentral.com.